Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. Glad you could join me today. We're looking again at the subject of spiritual combat. If you have had a chance to tune in the program this week, it's been our theme all week long. You can access those programs by going to Renewal Ministries website. You can listen to them right there or download them on whatever device works for you. Best thing to do, as I often remind you, is just download the Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app, either one or both. You get all the Ave Maria programming, our videos at Renewal Ministries, Sister Ann's program, my program here, Fire on the Earth. You can listen to them at your leisure. And if you are being blessed by the programs, I just want to encourage you to think about joining us in the mission. How to join us in the mission? First of all, just spread the word. If these programs are a blessing to you, tell other people. That's a direct way to engage the new evangelization and to help people. Just say, just download the app and they can, you know, see for themselves and see what they think about it. So it's easy enough to do, I think. But also join us in prayer and support, any kind of financial support you feel called to do. That's great too. But we really do believe this moment, the spiritual combat that we're in, we've been talking about all week, we are in a time of heightened spiritual combat. And we see the consequences of it, the discouragement, the despair, the hopelessness, the anger, the rage, the addiction that's rising. The answer to it, and it's not being simplistic, it's absolutely true. The answer to it is Christ. The answer to it is truth. The answer to it is hope, faith, love, courage, that all flows from Christ. A renewed mind is what most people need. They need freedom from the attacks of the enemy. They need to be brought into a relationship with Christ, to be baptized into Christ, to find the love of God and the mercy of God, the tenderness of God. Because right now people feel hopeless because they can't see a way out. And the loss of money, you know, the rise in the high prices, the gas problems, the political problems, the health problems, people's savings going away. It's just, it's touching all the things that human beings lean into, our money, our health, our politics, our entertainment, you name it, things that people lean into for comfort, for stability, for distraction, but it's all negative right now and it can't deliver. And so you see how fragile, friends, our lives are and how quickly we can become subject to very dark thoughts and storylines and desperate people opening themselves up to realities that lead them into spiritual enslavement and to darkness. What this is, friends, at the deepest level, is the reality of a fallen world, a battle with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And when the light of God, the truth about God, as Pope Benedict said, the temptation in the modern world is to push God from the human horizon. God is a threat to my freedom. You know, God is my opponent. Anything that stands in the way to my absolute personal freedom, to my self-creative powers, my freedom to declare my own realities and my own truth has to be pushed away. I have to be protected from. And so God himself becomes a threat to what I think is going to lead to my freedom. And the culture is just running after life apart from God. And guess what? There's only two realities. There's a kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Remember what the Lord said to St. Paul when he met him on the road to Damascus. He said, I'm going to use you to lead people from darkness to light and from Satan to God. That's what the church exists to do. And the kingdom of God is the only light because it is truth, because God is the truth. And the truth is that God is love and that God is creator and that God is father. And tell human beings, come into the understanding that they were made by God for God. They're God's idea. Therefore, their life is valuable. And that God is love itself and mercy. And living with him in loving obedience to him and becoming a saint is the pathway to just radically good health and mental, emotional stability in life and eternal happiness forever. That's it. And in the meantime, living in a world, as talked all week of, that's fallen, and there's spiritual strongholds, personal strongholds, and lies and deceptions and traps that we have fallen into, that the enemy builds up strongholds, fortified walls around us, that these lies and ideas build up around us, and we live in those ideas, and we believe them, and then the culture has those same kinds of lies and ideas that we believe in. So, for example, just think about the intense support that's going on in the culture now, and just kind of radical, manic opposition to anybody standing up against the whole trans reality that's happening in our culture, which is just a massive deception. And it's one of the fallen realities of being in this world is now being raised up as another victim class that can only find its happiness in defining itself against God's creative purpose. That's a spiritual stronghold, and it's a lie. And so you see the enemy energizing that lie, enslaving people who are caught in it, energizing the lie, and then threatening anybody who comes against it. That's a spiritual stronghold. It's a cultural stronghold, but people get trapped in it. And so, as we were saying, the way through this is, where's the truth? The truth is the light that we need. And the truth that comes to us in Christ, the love of God that's being offered to us, the tender mercy of God leads to an infinitely valuable life. You begin to see it, but it's a gift. It's God's gift to us. It's not my invention. It's not my creation. It's God's offer. It's something I receive with humility, and I'm clothed in God's love. And I see my life now in Christ. The love of God, the forgiveness of God, the mercy of God, the hope that comes from God, the whole awareness of my dignity, the infinite value of my life, the eternal destiny that's mine, the hope that's given to us, the confident, expectation of the fulfillment of my ultimate destiny in God. And the real value comes in the size of my heart and love and humility and kindness, not how big my wallet is or how many robots I have at my house or what neighborhood I live in or whatever. I mean, just think of the radical energy, friends, that's being put out there now that the world is being filled daily with fear and anxiety, not just about COVID and other viruses, collapse of economies, but the environment is, this incredible fear of where the environment is at. The only way out of here is to get to another planet. That's our only hope in our future. To be able to be too many people on the planet, too many human beings is a problem. And there's just one thing after another. This is the culture of death. Death is a power. It's a disordered energy. And death, it's the devil's strategy to enslave the human race through the fear of death. What's the answer to a people who are trapped in this shrinking, dark context? The best the world can serve up is more technology, more escape. Our only hope is what? In robots and AIs and, metaverses and all this stuff. Instead of, no. Lift up your eyes to the heavens where your help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord came to take away that fear, the dominion of fear, the slavery to the powers of sin and death and the fear of death that darkens the mind. Those are strongholds that we're fighting. So how do we defeat and break those strongholds? We said, first of all, those strongholds are lies. The wall that's built around, these are like a whole structure of lies that the enemy puts up before us. And first of all, accusations against God, about God. He doesn't exist. It's all fantasy. It's a big lie. Or if he does, he certainly doesn't have you on his mind. God is not love. He's not good. He's not great. All that kind of stuff. Those things all get built up. And then the idea that he then turns to you and me and accuses us, even if there is a God, he certainly doesn't love you. You're disqualified. You just went too far. You're too screwed up. You have too many problems. You failed in too many ways. Your life is the exception. Your life absolutely is not valuable. Give up, give in, quit, end it. That's the devil's strategy, that whole set of lies. And so how do we do it? We have to take up God's word. Friends, the word of God will cleanse your mind. The word of God is the offensive weapon, St. Paul said, that we wield against these lies one at a time. Yeah, no, God truly is love. And I know God loves me. Why? Because Jesus said, as the Father loves me, so I love you. As the Father loved me, so he loves you. God loves you the way God the Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father. The devil doesn't want you to come into that truth. That's the ultimate liberating truth. And when you know it and you pursue it, you hear it in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the Word of God, you see it in the lives of the saints, it will absolutely change your self-perception of who you are. It will bring you into freedom and the weight and the despair. And remember, one of the reasons why leaning into God's word and the truth is important, friends, because that's the starting point, because the battle's in the mind with the dark ideas. The dark ideas and thoughts are what produce the dark feelings. And we think in order to fix that, we have to start with the feelings and make that feeling go away. That's not the place to start. And as I mentioned the other day, it's unfortunate, but feelings have become like the source of truth in people's lives. I feel this way. This is who I am, period. I am my feelings. I've heard that many times over the years from people. No, you're God's child is who you are. You're a rational creature. You have a mind. You have a will. You have emotions. You have all that. You have a soul. You have a spirit. You're not just your feelings, the sum of your feelings in a certain way. So starting with the feelings, the mood that I'm in, the emotion that I'm in is not the place to start. If you're in a place where you're feeling condemned, despairing, discouraged, hopeless, say, okay, all right, I see that feeling is real data for me, but what's the truth about me? I'm going to get the truth based on what God says about me. So start with what God says about you and speak it out loud. Declare it. Let it come from your mouth instead of all the negative stuff that comes from our mouths that reinforces what we're feeling inside. No, I'm a daughter of God. I'm a son of God. I'm infinitely valuable. I've been baptized into Christ. My life has an infinitely valuable purpose, and soon my life is going to be over, and I know where I'm going. The destiny of my life is in the hands of a loving God. My future is unbelievably beautiful and amazing. And that's not just playing a game. That's the truth that comes from God. So say it out loud. Why? Because the Holy Spirit moves when God's word is spoken and believed. The Spirit will follow the declaration of God's word. So lay hold, expose the lie, take up the truth of God's word, speak that truth, declare it. Be like Mary, Our Lady, who when she went to visit Elizabeth, right? She went to Elizabeth and said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." She said it out loud to her cousin. My soul magnifies the Lord. Why, Mary? Why? Because the one who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And guess what? If you're baptized into Christ, you can say the same thing. The Almighty has done great things for you. Declare it, and the Spirit of God will follow it, and God's Spirit will energize it instead of the negative words that the enemy energizes. God bless you, friends. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.